This is the room itself as it looks today. We can see the octagon, we can see the dome, we can see the way in which the octagon becomes the dome, the eight sides and the way it is shaped to become the dome above. We can see some of the niches here. We can see the way in which the spaces that expand from the central space, and we can see niches within those to give greater sculptural quality to it, and you can get a little bit of the sense of the light here. This would have been elaborately decorated in antiquity. I show you a restored view. All of those same marbles from Egypt, from Africa, from Asia Minor, from Greece, all brought together here, lots of different colors. This is what those Pompeians wished their walls actually looked like. But you see real marble revetted walls, marble pavements, and then up above in all kinds of colors, and then up above the ceiling stuccoed over and also painted. One can only imagine Nero entering into this octagonal room and how he must have felt. And in fact, we have a quote from Nero in which he says that when the Domus Aurea in Rome was finished, or he's reported to have said when the Domus Aurea in Rome was finished, he's reported to have said, and I quote, at last, I am going to be able to be housed like a human being. That was the way Nero thought about this. He achieved his goal, undoubtedly, at least for a short period of time before he died in 68. And I believe, and I'm sure you agree with me, I believe that it is for the Domus Aurea, especially for the octagonal room of the Domus Aurea, that Nero would have liked to be remembered, and indeed he achieved his goal.